Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in this episode, we're going to consider how creating a work-life balance is so beneficial for your physical, emotional, and mental health and well-being. So I'd like to ask you, if we consider looking back over the last few months, and, you know, 2020 has been quite a challenging year for us all, really. I'd like to just ask you if there are times when you feel that the balance between life and work seemed to have gone off track. If you did have your work, did you notice how it may have ramped up slightly? And that's just as stressful as if you had no work at all. So the irony is that the stress levels either end of the spectrum were pretty high. If we consider that, for instance, if you did find that it's been very difficult to balance these two, have you noticed that with the combination of stress and working long hours at work, that your muscles and your joints were starting to feel really jammed up or tight, and the pain that was once niggly has now become quite intense? It's become almost a chronic pain. And if you found that all these factors together, sometimes it's just too much to handle, there's a lot going on. Well, you know, it's because during these times, and, you know, we've all been there this year, during different times, it can be very easy to forget to take care of our health and well-being when we're putting other things first, such as work or teaching children at home. There's all sorts of things that happen. So most people can relate to this because nobody's perfect. And really, life can get very overwhelming because there are families of different types of sizes that have different demands. There are aged parents, for instance, that we need to care for. And also, add to this that we may have deadlines, you know, meeting deadlines, or we have performance criteria that we have to deal with at work. Again, as I mentioned, caring for children, maybe assisting elderly parents. And on top of this, we're maintaining our home and our garden and making time for our partner. Amongst all these, trying to find time for ourselves just to truly relax. So, you know, when we actually list those down, there's a lot there, isn't it? So you can see why it's very easy to get caught up in that cycle of stress and overwhelm. And so that's why, as a result of all the pressure that we can put ourselves under, there are so many articles out there on the internet that are centered around stress in the workplace, creating work-life balance, and general health and wellness. And so instead of feeling exhausted or disheartened, let's consider an effective approach to how we can create a focus and structure towards our work-life balance. You see, when we create structure and we introduce a health and wellness approach that's going to help reduce stress, it's going to relieve back pain, you know, ease neck discomfort, and help to really lower the overall impact of stress on other areas of our body, it's at that point that we start to feel that we're taking back control of our life. That's when that real empowerment comes in. It really feels like we've got some focus and clarity towards where we want to go. And so we have to be realistic, and we know that secular work is very important, you know, to keep a roof over our head and to provide for our necessities. We also know, though, that without good health, we're unable to function well, and it's no good to anybody, really, is it? Because really, our health is our wealth. And so that's why I'd like us to stop a moment and consider the stress that stress has on our body. There's a huge impact of stress that compounds and creates issues within our body. You see, the correct amount of stress is really good for us. I mean, consider times when you've had to present a talk or you've sat an exam. You know, you remember feeling the adrenaline surging. It's helping you to stay fully focused, because this is how we stay attentive and we stay really alert to the situation. But notice, after you've had that adrenaline surge, you start to feel exhausted as your body recovers from that stress response. It's allowing your body to calm down and recover. And so really we'd say it's taking us back to homeostasis, that state of balance, how we regulate. And that's really what helps to create that resilience, is when we're able to bring back that regulation. daily pressures, you know, we get them from work. All sorts of areas can bombard us and create those daily pressures. And so what happens is that people start living on their adrenaline all of the time. And what can actually happen is they can live off and love the buzz or the surge of energy that they get. And what then can also happen is they may also develop a nervous anxiety. And they feel that they need to work these ridiculous work hours in order to prove their worth, either to their boss or to somebody else. And yet this is unsustainable in the long term. And eventually what we see is that person will crash and burn. And that's really where my role as a clinical somatics educator comes in, because I teach clients how to reduce the impact of stress on their mind and body. And that's why I created the Total Somatics online program. Because within the online program, I cover in greater detail the effects of stress, what that does to your body, but more importantly, what you can do to resolve these issues. I'd like to share a small piece of information which can be found within my online program regarding stress and also how it influences your posture and in turn basically affects your physical, emotional and mental health. So let's just consider this for a moment. When you're stressed, your central nervous system switches into the fight or flight stress response. It tightens certain muscles in your body, commonly through the front of your body. It's an automatic stress response, and it's created from a region of your brain which is involved in creating actions within your body that happen subconsciously or unconsciously, such as your heart rate and your breath rate. And this area is called the brainstem. Now, the brainstem tells certain muscles to contract when you're stressed. And these muscles include your six-pack muscle, which attaches to your pubic bone, and then it runs all the way up the front of your belly, and then it attaches just at the bottom of your breastbone. And so as a result, the shoulders roll forward, the chest is depressed, and your tailbone is tucked up and under, because your pubic bone is being drawn towards your ribs. Now, this reflex response can also be seen in other vertebrae animals. Consider for a moment a dog. Have you ever noticed when a dog gets anxious, their tail will tuck between their legs? You see, the muscles in and around the pelvis are responding to the stress response by drawing the tailbone up and under. And this is happening subconsciously as a result of the stress response that is triggered from your brainstem. So imagine how living in this stress posture can create so much pain and discomfort to your back, your neck and shoulders. It also affects your internal organs because your chest and abdominal space has reduced significantly. If you live unaware of or subconsciously of these postures, you then start to move less and your body becomes or starts to feel stiffer. The wonderful knowledge and skills that clients have gained within the Total Somatics online program has allowed them to identify when they're under pressure, but also to identify the postural reflexes that they are being held subconsciously in. You see, instead of living subconsciously and allowing the muscles to stay chronically tight, they have developed a repertoire of total somatic movements to soften and release chronically tight muscles. They've used my online program to learn how to use the three-step process called pandiculation to reset their muscle length so that they can move freely and they can improve their posture and reduce their pain. And within the layered learning of my online program, they're learning areas about their mindset, mindfulness, movement, wellness, and there's so much more packed within the online program that they actually feel empowered and educated because they're now starting to take back control of their health and well-being. And you know, the online program will help you to design a balanced lifestyle to create an improved work-life balance, which in turn will reduce the detrimental effects that stress has on your body. If you haven't already downloaded my free ebook entitled Somatics, What Is It and How Can It Help Me? Go to totalsomatics.com. And then scroll or hover over the blog title and you'll see that there's a drop-down bar. And notice within that drop-down bar that there's actually a heading that says free ebook. If you click on there, you can download your own copy. Within the free ebook, you'll also find frequently asked questions and also the science behind somatic movement. And it's great because you'll also see before and after photos of clients and read how total somatic movement has helped to change their life. But what I'd like to do is invite you to join the Total Somatics online program or join the Total Somatics community. So if you do go to totalsomatics.com, you'll see there's a huge amount of information there to support you. So you can either join me within the membership. If the membership's closed, then you can always leave your details within that wait list and I'll always let you know of when we've got any events happening or any free workshops, anything at all that's happening. Please keep in touch. But also just let me know through email at support@totalsomatics.com if you have any questions, because I'm here to support you. I'm here to serve you and help you make advancements with your health and well-being. So until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.